Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kyler's going to run it himself up the middle. He's got room to the 30. First down, 35, outside 40. Watch out! He's in the open field! Blazing down the far sideline! 20, 15, track, wall. Kyler knows he's gone! 75-yard touchdown run for QB1. Oh, mama!
Sooners Radio with the call.
Are you sure?
Choppy, what's wrong? You think a call's too over the top?
No, I think a call's too phony.
Hey, all right, guys, let's do this here. All right. I'm the Oklahoma. I took over for Bob Barry, whoever my name is. I don't know.
Kyler knows. He's gone.
Hey.
This dude was.
You got personal beef?
So my sister graduated from OU. And he announced, I think his guy's name is Toby. He announced the graduation ceremony.
Oh.
And it was so over the top vomit voice.
Sounds like it'd be like Chicago Bulls intro.
But here we go. This is the pre-law exercise. And now.
I was like, oh
and
my
now,
God.
And now your bachelor degree. 5'4".
All right, let's welcome in Dane Brugler from The Athletic, NFL draft expert. Just recorded the college football, all football podcast with Kavanaugh from The Athletic in studio as Kyler Murray makes the decision to play football. What's up, man? How have you been?
I'm good. We think he's going to play football, right? I mean, his tweet said he's 100% committed.
Do you have any issue or questions about the attitude / mentality? He had the weird, I retweeted your commentary on his Radio Row performance, how he wasn't more prepared to answer those questions. Right. He apparently did not inform the Athletics that he was going to go make this decision. There's a ton of questions about his dad. Mm. You have more questions about that or the size?
There's so many layers to the evaluation because it all matters. Quarterback's an intangible position, and you have to be comfortable with the person, the player, and you have to be comfortable. He's the CEO of your franchise. And so you have to be fully committed that he is mature enough to handle that. And that's something that the combine is going to reveal. And we're not going to be, we're going to have access to that. It's going to be behind closed doors. You know, how does he do on the whiteboard? How does he do working with the offensive coordinator and the play caller in terms of where he is mentally in his development, in terms of breaking down coverages, understanding protections, that type of thing. But then also just the maturity, because it seems like his dad, his advisors, they're kind of pulling the strings here in terms of, you know, handling this with leverage, not giving away that leverage. We'll see what he does at the combine, because does he show up and say, yeah, I'm not going to throw, I'm not going to run, I'm not going to be measured, you guys know I'm small. You know, is he going to try and continue to use this leverage at the combine, or is he going to be, hey, I'm all in, I want to play football, I'm going to prove it to you, I'm going to do everything here. That's what scouts and teams want to see. It's really going to be a fascinating discussion. For me, selfishly, I love it because it's going to keep, the draft talks mm-hmm. to be fun the next few weeks, months. And it's just going to be fun to see him on the field. Hopefully it happens.
Now you are in on him, I'm assuming. I read your article about the measurables. You also tweeted, I'm not saying Kyler Murray is a mini Patrick Mahomes, but I'm also not saying he isn't. That sounds like in, Brugler.
He's got a whip for an arm, and he's fun to watch. And, you know, that's part of the evaluation is coming from the Big 12, playing in an offense that catered to his strengths in terms of play calling. And he played behind the best offensive line in college football. That plays a part in this, too. You watch him. There were times he had 5-6 seconds to throw the football. And that's just not
that Alabama game.
Yeah. Well, exactly. Alabama gave him a test that we really hadn't seen, and it was up and down. He rebounded nicely, made some nice throws. But at the end of the day, it was not what he saw in the Big 12. It's hard not to be impressed, but it's also, you know, you have to look at who he's playing, the competition, the surrounding cast that he had, and that all factors in. It's going to take a little bit of a leap of faith. And you know, what's, I don't, the height thing is something that's going to be talked about. I'm more worried about the build. Because if he's 185 pounds, 190 pounds, that's, you know, we're going to talk about Russell Wilson and Baker Mayfield and, you know, Drew Brees, the smaller quarterbacks. Those guys are all 25 pounds heavier.
Thank you.
I mean, that's, we're talking, and it's just, it's a body armor thing. It's a build issue. And with Kyler Murray, he's going to, he's a guy in college who didn't take a lot of hits. So we don't know how he rebounds from, you know, physical contact. He got beat up a little bit in that Alabama game, and that showed. But in the Big 12 this past year, we didn't see it enough. And
but
so,
Dane, if he stands in at 5'8", if they measure him at 5'8", this thing, this is over, isn't it? This is done. You can't be 5'8 and play.
He'd still get drafted top 10 if he's 5'8".
I think so, yeah. I mean, it's something we haven't seen. I mean, at this time last year, we had never seen a quarterback, a 6-foot quarterback, go number one overall. And, of course, that happened with Baker Mayfield. So teams are more and more willing to be open-minded. And the intriguing fit, and I poo-pooed this when I heard of it first when it first came out, but Cliff Kingsbury in Arizona, they own the number one overall pick. I was told, when I was down at the Senior Bowl in Mobile talking to people about just the Kyler Murray situation, people in the know, they said, don't dismiss it.
Kirk Herbstreit commented on that, and did you see what just happened? Let's get the Herbstreit clip. Troy and Schefter just tweeted, Kyler just chose Eric Burkhart as
Eric
his
got him?
Agent. Also, Burkhart also represents Kingsbury, who said he would take him number one. I think Burkhart is also Manziel's agent.
Yeah, Burkhart's a local guy here. He might be listening right now.
Yeah, that's right. And here's the clip for Dane Brugler, The Athletic, in studio from Kirk Herbstreit on that number one Kingsbury possibility.
It wouldn't shock me between now and maybe even draft day to see Cliff Kingsbury possibly either move out of that spot, but maybe get rid of Josh Rosen and possibly try to pull the trigger to get a Kyler Murray, because he fits perfectly with what the Cardinals are probably going to want to do with this new offensive approach. So I'd put him all the way up there at one.
Woo! Woo! Yeah,
you can't rule it out. I mean, Herbie, I don't think he's just throwing that out there. Right. Just, you know, for headlines, he's... It's something that Arizona's going to look at, and
it's probably the smart thing to do. Yeah. You would get a player that, even if he's not as good, it doesn't matter if he's as good as Josh. Fit. You're getting not even the fit. You're going to be able to trade Josh Rosen for two number ones.
Hopefully.
So you're actually gaining a first round pick.
Yeah, but let's not just, I mean, if you had to draft Josh Rosen or Kyler Murray, who would you pick?
That's tough.
All right, if it's tough, then yes, it would be worth it.
I don't even care if Josh is better. If he's a slightly better, I'd still take the extra number one pick.
And we're talking about two very different styles of quarterback. Mm-hmm. So if you're Cliff Kingsbury and you're all in on that, on what Kyler can do, then certainly understand that. Thing with, and at this time last year, we were talking about Rosen and the character stuff. And I remember, I mean, Rosen was the fourth quarterback drafted last year. So I worry about the trade market and what it would be like. You know, can you get two firsts for Josh Rosen? I think hopefully you could, but I don't know. It's this quarterback group this year, this quarterback class, not a great year. Dwayne Haskins, I think, is probably the favorite to be the first quarterback drafted. Kyler Murray's obviously right there, and then you have guys like Drew Locke from Missouri, Daniel Jones from Duke. But if Josh Rosen's available, that changes everything. And if you're Arizona, I have to imagine you're at least floating it out there to see what the reaction would be.
How – I'm so disappointed. How do you fall into the – lighter player gets hurt more trap?
You know, same thing with running backs, where if you don't have the body armor, it's just you worry about being able to hold up. And not so much, I mean, obviously the weight and the build, that matters, but Kyler Murray, we didn't see him get hit a lot in college. We don't know how he's going to rebound from taking those physical hits week in, week out, because in the NFL, you're playing Alabama every week. And, you know, if that's going to take a toll on you. Johnny Manziel, when we saw him in the SEC that sophomore year, the year after he won the Heisman, he really wore down towards the end of the year when, you know, he started hot, had a good first half of the year, then he wore down because of he didn't have that build and he got beat up a lot. With Kyler Murray, that's something you worry about. You didn't have to worry about in the Big 12 because he didn't get hit. But if when you're facing Alabama week in, week out, I don't know, that's something you have to factor into the evaluation.
How's his hand size?
That's part of what we'll find out.
We don't know.
No, we don't know. And, you know, he's okay. Say he comes in at 5'9.5", which is probably best case scenario, 190, but he has 8.5-inch hands. That's going to bother NFL evaluators. Usually 9, 9.25-inch hands is kind of the threshold that you want. But, you know, I mean, it, just because you're shorter doesn't mean you have shorter hands. Russell Wilson has some of the biggest hands in the league. So that's something we'll have to find out.
We're talking with draft expert guru Dane Brugler here on 105.3 The Fan. So the Cowboys have an interesting situation with their quarterback. Got to decide whether or not they're going to pay Dak long-term or not. If there was a scenario where they could move up into a position to guarantee they got Kyler Murray and an extra draft pick, and you have him on that rookie deal, do you think that would be preferable to potentially the cliff they're about to face when they got to pay Dak Prescott what I believe is going to be $28 million plus?
Look at you just poking the bear.
What would Dak bring back?
Well, I want you to poke the bear because I want your answer.
Yeah. That's a good question.
And what could Dak bring back? That's the other part of it. Is it could, you know, this close to draft time, because as we get closer to the draft, it's like draft picks, they skyrocketed value. Mm-hmm. But in the regular season, it's like they're traded away like candy. So do you think going into the draft season now that Dak Prescott could get you a first-round pick in the top 10 and something to go along with it?
Broadus and I had this conversation last week about, okay, if the team was going to offer, say the Broncos would give you the 10th overall pick for Dak Prescott, do you do that? And, you know, because it's with the thought that if you're the Cowboys, you possibly draft another rookie quarterback, get him on that rookie deal, and you don't have to worry about the, you know, dishing out the big long contract. Yeah.
And that number 10 rookie deal versus like number 3 or 4, which is a significant difference still.
And so we're talking about, you know, a guy that made the playoffs. And, you know, he might have been the worst quarterback to make the playoffs, but he still made the playoffs. And it's just, it's a tough conversation. For me, I'm playing out this year and seeing how it goes and worrying about it next year and trying to figure it out. I mean, Dak outplayed my expectations this year. I think he did that for a lot of people. So I'm going to play it out and see what happens. But the quarterback carousel, there's going to be a team that has, you know, the gumption that says, we're not going to pay you the $28 million when you're, you know, you're not a top five quarterback in the league, and they're going to go with the rookie deal. But I don't know when we're going to see it. Could it be this team, the Cowboys? I doubt it, but someone's going to eventually do it.
Hey, Sean, I know I'm in a separate studio, so Dan can't hear me through the headphones. So could you ask him who he thinks the Cowboys may draft, and I'll play some music for you?
Oh, he wants you to wants you to talk about the A&M tight end.
Jace. The A&M, like he's some random spare.
Yeah. How are things looking prospect-wise, depth-wise for the Cowboys in the second round as of today?
I think pretty good, because you look at, you know, obviously they'll make some moves in free agency, and we'll find out, you know, whittle down the needs, but safety, defensive tackle, tight end, offensive line depth. And Jay Sternberger for A&M in the late second round would make a lot of sense.
Oh, there you go, Dave.
What if I told you the Cowboys could get a potential top 15 pick with their second round draft pick at defensive tackle?
What if I told you that guy just hurt himself and he's gone?
Yeah, Adam Schefter reporting Chris Mortensen, Mississippi State defensive tackle Jeffrey Simmons, projected to be a top 15 pick, suffered a knee injury believed to be a torn ACL. Oof. Could he drop to the Cowboys? And if he did, is it worth taking a player that's that injured?
No!
Coming off a knee injury.
What about DK Metcalf?
Because that's got to be incredible value, Jalen Smith-like almost.
Wow. And the Jeffrey Simmons stuff, it's loaded because he has the backer. He had the domestic incident. He's not going to be at the combine. Yep. So we're not going to find out the updated medical situation. That's brutal for him because he's a top five, top six player in this draft talent. But if this is if it's a clean ACL, he probably, you know, he's still going to go in the top 50, I would guess. But yeah, that's a big hit for him. And it's too bad because he's one of the best players in this draft. And again, he's got the character stuff, the baggage that really complicates the draft, his evaluation to begin with. Now it just further makes it complicated. I don't think he makes it to 58, but no, that just became a lot more interesting.
The Clemson quarterback is the best prospect you've seen since?
That's a good question.
Tua.
Yeah, Tua last year. We're so impressed with what he did as a freshman, but let's see what he does as a sophomore. You know, it's until the XFL or one of these leagues give these guys a chance to go play professionally before they're 3 years removed from high school. Thankfully, we have a chance to see how they, you know, respond. And once teams get a chance to, defend against them. But Hunter Lawrence, with the receivers he has coming back, the running back he has coming back, he's going to be just phenomenal next year. I mean, he's clearly the favorite to be the Heisman front runner, and he's going to be in college next 2 years.
What have you been grilling? Forget all this football talk. Come on, man.
I mean, it's draft season, so I don't get the chance to do it as much during draft season, but I have made plenty of notes about things I want to do. I miss beef ribs. There's nothing better than beef ribs when you do it right.
God, you're so right about that.
It's so easy.
Those are the best.
And it's got to be so bad.
Would
you
cook them on your Foreman?
Dawson. I eat Dawson's, and they're amazing.
His beef ribs?
Yeah.
When have you eaten them?
Oh, he had them at his Super Bowl party. He had them at a Super Bowl party. They were banging.
Oh.
Yeah, they're amazing. I don't know if I've had your beef ribs. You made me beef ribs?
I don't know.
What about you? Anything?
I'm trying to think.
Still working the green egg, right?
Yeah, green egg. Dawson is now taking the internal temp for his pork ribs. Whereas, you know, it's kind of tough seeing when it's done and telling on that. But I've been sous-vide-ing a lot.
Really?
What?
You got to get one of those.
Yeah.
Have you messed with one?
No, I haven't.
You have to get it.
Okay.
Yes. Because your wife then won't get mad at you. You can just stick it in the pot and...
He's set it and forget it guy now.
You're good to go. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You don't have to grind. You don't have to get out there with that charcoal and that smoke and smell like that.
Take some of the fun out of it, right?
No, I'm just joking. You have to grill. So,
you guys need Instapot.
When's the last time your wife has gotten upset with you about film dedication? Like...
This morning. I was up this morning.
7 a.m. You're at the door?
No, I was in my office working on film this morning. I got the knock at the door saying, hey, we got to get the kids ready for school. And I mean, it was had a few rough nights lately. The other night, my son came out of his room crying in the middle of the night because he said, Daddy, I saw a snake. Whoa, what? And I was like, I'm pretty sure you had a bad dream. 99% sure you had a bad dream. But it's that 1% that you just don't know. And so I put him to bed with mom and I went in his room and tore it apart and just to make sure, because you just never know. in Texas, you just never know.
Never know.
Dane Brugler, DP Brugler on Twitter. The draft guide's coming out. The podcast with Kavanaugh. He's an absolute monster. Thank you so much, man.
Anytime, guys.
Dane Brugler right here in studio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.